Well, hey everybody, welcome to another week of the Ricky Watson Show. We are going to wrap up the interview that we started last week with my brother and friend, Nick Holbert, and we're going to get into some great stuff today about forgiveness. It's the central theme end up being of this part of the conversation, but I'm telling you, you're going to learn things to grow into the best you. Let's jump into the show. Interesting thing for me in listening to you, I think it requires great emotional intelligence, just maturity to get to a place to where, because to be honest, especially when you're dealing with black boys, black men, you're going to deal with this father dynamic and what that father looked like in the life of that black child. And it's very easy. And you hear the stories of people being angry with their fathers for what they did not see in them and what they could not get from them versus looking at their father to see why they are the way they are. And after understanding that, it seemed like with that understanding, you're able to craft a healthier relationship with them. How did you get there versus being like, no, you should have been perfect?
No, I ain't gonna say I just jumped there because it took me a while. My forgiveness came from a point of two things. One of my previous pastors mentioned something in church one time. Not in church. We were in church, but he told me directly. He said, you have to forgive your father before you turn into him.
Oh, so wow.
I started to think about everything that, every little area, dark area that I had with my father. But what complemented that was, I don't know where I got this from, if it just popped in my head or if somebody told me, but the other thing was forgiving him for who he didn't know to be or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And those two together just kind of put me back in a point of analyzing him, but not from a point of scrutiny, like I wanted to find what was wrong with him. It was more so of, okay, this is who he is. So how can I position myself around who he is to create the space for him to grow? So from that mindset, that's when I started to text him back, say, I love you, Pops, or hug him, whatever like that, knowing that from what I did analyze, oh, you just didn't have enough people to hug you growing up. So that's you're not comfortable with that. Or you probably was around your brothers and all of them hard, whatever like that. So it never was a normal thing for you. So let me express a love to you that's coming from your son, somebody that actually loves you, and make this a consistent thing. So now you feel like this is what love really is.
Yeah.
This person loves me. This is my son. And he's showing his affection to me. I feel like it's different if it's a random person on the street because there's just no attachment there. It's just kind of like, oh, they just hug me. They probably just weird or something.
Right.
They're going with life, but somebody that you actually raised or just have that attachment to, whether it's a brother, family member, cousin, whatever, that's consistent with this hugging you, it makes you feel, from my opinion anyway, it makes you kind of gain a sense of what love really is or just recalibrate whatever your perspective was. So I think the more I did that, he just opened up to it. Like sometimes now I don't even have to tell him, getting off the phone, he just said, love you, son, talk to you later.
If we
in person, he'll come up to me. He still try to be cool and hard a little bit, but you could tell he's a lot more open to it. And even a lot of my friends from the past, me just kind of, because I had the space to receive it and knew the change that it had in me. Just kind of creating a space for them to be comfortable with it. Not necessarily like forcing it on them, but overall, back to your question, my main thing was being able to have that understanding for myself and look at what made him him and not try to force it to be something else. Having a thought that he's only him because he didn't have the space.
Wow.
The him that you met that's only there because he didn't have the space to grow into anything else. There may be other hidden parts of him that he didn't reach. You can't necessarily just say this is a mean person that don't love nobody.
Yeah.
He probably just never had the space to love, to know that that's even there. So to the point where it wouldn't be, maybe a little weird, of course, but, or I'll say a little new, but safe enough to where you can kind of release that thing that you've been hiding for so long. Mm-hmm. So maybe now you're going to show me a new part of you, which is why I say now he would get off the phone and say, love you, son. Because you probably always wanted to say that, but your daddy ain't tell you enough.
Right.
Because he died early. Or if he, when he was alive, he probably didn't tell you. But Bible says to take your thoughts captive. But with unforgiveness, is you having this standard thought that you allow to do what it wants to do in your head.
Meaning, oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Meaning this is what this is. And if you never attempt to change that or take that captive, it's going to remain that. So instead of having that stern thought of him being a mean, grumpy person, changing my perspective and saying, oh, maybe you just never had the space. Maybe there's something else in there. I've seen you cry at funerals. I've seen you hug your little nieces and granddaughters and stuff that's running around here. So something is in there.
Yeah.
Maybe you just didn't have the space to release that. So from my own experiences, knowing how me getting that space felt, I'm going to create the space for you. And it just kind of changed my whole perspective. A lot of unforgiveness changed and a lot of traumatic experiences where you just kind of wanted, when you was a little boy and you just kind of wanted dad to be like, come here, son, I love you. Like something very simple. All of those moments growing up that you didn't get that, it's easy to just kind of go on with life and carry that trauma or carry that lingering thought, that comfortable thought.
Mm-hmm.
But just taking that chance to change perspective and kind of put yourself aside, dive yourself a little bit and just be like, who are you for real?
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't have the opportunity to find that out. Let me help you. Because me helping you would probably help me too. Because now I'm getting a new part of you that I needed my whole life. But yeah, I can talk about that all day.
I'm like, this is about to be a two-part podcast episode. Because every time I think I've asked the last question, you say something. I'm like, I want to go back to this. This unforgiveness, that's so, and I want to make sure that people heard that, because a lot of times people can hold on to unforgiveness because for them it feels like justice to it. However, what you said, if I heard you right, was that a part of, I mean, I'm going to add this to my definition where unforgiveness, but a part of unforgiveness is the fact that you have an uncaptivated thought. Like you have a thought you have not taken captive. It's unharnessed. It's just out there doing whatever. And because of that, you're really holding on to this unforgiveness. That is crazy. That is crazy.
That's facts. Because if you think about it, with just speaking on the lingering thought, is anytime you see this person, anytime, and this is not just father, son, like whoever hurt you or did anything bad to put you in a space to where you had to forgive them for something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's always automatic when anytime you see them or anytime you hear their name, whatever the space may be, if you're in their presence, like it's just kind of like this automatic feeling because of this lingering thought. It's just up there playing ping pong.
Right. You know? Literally, I've been there, so I know.
It's not controlled at all. You're not able to turn it off. You're getting these gut feelings, all this other stuff. It's because this, you have already set a thought about whatever this situation or person is, and you have not taken the time to really evaluate, not necessarily what happened, but the more, like, why is this person who they are? And it could be, I was going to say, and it could be somebody, it don't necessarily got to, everybody ain't just have trauma. Like some people just buttholes, but even taking the time to just kind of understand that or why they are what they are, it becomes a lot easier, even if the resolve is, let me just completely detach myself from you in a way to where, not in the way of running, but in the way of safety. That's no longer safe. The lingering thought also, Bible said, the heart is deceitful. I feel that lingering thought is emanated from this deceiving heart. So in this unforgiveness, there's still an attachment there because you have not necessarily healed, would be a cliche, but you have not necessarily healed from it, but you also have not necessarily attacked whatever this is face first and saw whatever it was, who this person is, why they doing what they doing. Do they even have reason to? If they don't, is this even worth the amount of energy that I'm allowing it to have in my life, in my mind, in my heart, whatever? And you find a lot of answers there.
Wow. And what you just walked us through, would you say that's a part of how you take that thought captive?
Yes. You take it. I do believe that's a journey. I'll just say that, but
for sure.
But I do believe that is how you take that thought captive. If you have a dog that has never been on a leash, that's used to running freely, and you try to train it from there, that's probably the most difficult time. Most times people train dogs when they're young because, or even children, honestly, but that's when they're most receptive and that's when they're not distracted. But that's also when they don't have the gained autonomy to do whatever they want to do. Meaning while they're an older dog, it's like, I've already been doing this. So it's going to be harder for you to get that thing in line the longer you let it linger and do what it wants. So with that thought, I feel a way of taking it captive is, of course, part of training a thing is also knowing what that thing is. Like, if you're a manager and you have employees and you're training them to do a certain type of job, you have to, you mentioned my favorite word earlier with emotional intelligence, but you have to know who this person is to know how to train this person. So if you have a thought of unforgiveness or whatever it may be, whatever this trauma or hurt is, and it's just lingering around your brain, your heart, whatever, and you don't take that moment to stop it, like grab it by the collar and say, hey, this is what this gonna be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see how you listen to me, or let me see what I can do to make this thing do what I want it to do. And with a dog, only way you can train a dog is if you ain't scared of it.
Oh, now that's good, sir. Now that's good.
So being able to just kind of face that thing.
Just for the record, for the audience, we are technically still on question number one. And and this is probably part two of this interview. But I love it. I hope you guys have listened to what this man has said. There are several things I didn't even go back to and highlight, but you got to listen to this, especially when he talks about after you are on this journey of forgiveness and wholeness, a part of it is creating spaces for a new story. And I think that was a pivotal part for me of what you said, that instead of allowing yourself to just be like, this is how I grew up, this is the way it is, this is the way my parents are, is you took a different route. Instead of saying, this is what it is, this is who I'm going to be, to let me learn about my father, understand him, and then create space for him to become the type of father I need in my life. That it is wow. And I want to be sure y'all didn't miss that. So if you did, that means you got to go back and listen to this again. But because that was really good. That was really good. I want to say, this is my pivot as we wrap this up. Nick has 1,000 ideas in his head, I'm sure. Currently, one, and I was happy when he started it. I've been happy to see it grow. But Nick is a proud owner of Fresh Wind. It's an amazing company. If you do not follow Fresh Wind on social media platforms, please go follow Fresh Wind on Instagram. I believe it also has a Facebook page, actually, too. But go follow Fresh Wind. Great, great quality stuff. But my question is, what made you want to start Fresh Wind? And in your own words, how would you describe what it is?
I'll just say Fresh Wind is definitely a gift from God first. Because like you said, I got a million ideas in my brain. Don't always know what to do with them. But Fresh Wind alone is just a home of love, wisdom, and fresh perspectives. So all of these ideas that I've always had, all of the wisdom that I received, all the revelation that I received, I used to just write it in my notes for so long. That's what it was. Didn't really know what to do with it. Back then, we have all of these social media. I'm acting like I'm 40 years old, but I did come up in a time right before the youngins took over the world. But
you know, we were around when Instagram came out.
Right. So at that time, before then, this type of expression would have been, hey, write a book. That's what it would have been. Mm-hmm. Any type of expression, any type of creative expression, most times that's what people would say. Oh, you know a lot about that. You should write a book. So for a long time, that was always my thought. Man, I have to write a book about all of this stuff that I know, which I'm not saying that I don't have to move forward.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But for the most part, I'm a creative individual, so anything that's of the arts, I'm just in love with. Like, of course, Fresh Wind, of course, is tying faith to fashion. But in that, it just gave me the opportunity to fully express myself. Before it became an actual business, my thought was, I'll just create another Instagram page. And on this page, I'll just post all the things I like about myself and just give a little good word every now and then. So that was my original plan with Fresh Wind. Now, actually, The first thought I had was to name, I think the first name I had for Fresh Wind was, this is the first time I said this too.
Look at this. This is hot off the press.
I think the first name I had for it was Hard Truths.
Ooh.
But somebody had the Instagram tag or something, and I couldn't find. I ain't want the name to have like underscores and all that in it. So I was
for
like,
for sure.
It's bothering me. But one day I was just riding in the car, of course, listening to a gospel song. I think it's called Another Place, but at the very end of the song,
Michael Stanley, yes.
At the very end of the song, it's just this little peaceful vibe, and he closes off. He just keeps saying Fresh Wind. Fresh Wind. And I swear it just felt like a whisper from God. And I was like, ding. I was like, that's it. That's the name of the book. Because of course, my normal Instagram tag, our handle is Nick Fresh. But that all started in college, just dressing nice, being very fashion oriented, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing Fresh Wind, like I just literally saw it. The PH, of course, I'm a alpha. So all of that just kind of came into place, and Fresh Wind, of course, just for me promoting peace in everything I do, just creating that subtle place. So so I think that's all of those pieces just kind of came together when creating Fresh Wind, and I'm excited to see where it's going next. Currently, I do have different apparel objects and just do frequent spoken words every now and then on Instagram, but I believe it's one of those things that God gives you to make you think that that's your ministry. And then it opens up doors to everything else.
Ding, 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 ding. Got him.
I'm definitely excited to see what it grows into next.
Absolutely. I love it. I was thrilled about it when you launched it. I was thrilled when he decided to become more visible in it, because y'all, you know, for like a good year or so, we never saw the owner of this company.
You know, I do one of those little question things. You just made me think about that. A little
thing. Did.
Like, what would y'all like to see more from Fresh Wind? And I think your comment was one of the first ones that said, we want to see you say the words. We want to read the words. We're tired of reading words.
You know, I gave him time to get out there, you know, get his feet wet. And I was like, okay, come on in the light. Come on, come on. But it's been great. I love it. Again, the information about it is in the description for this podcast episode. Give y'all easy access to Access Nick. This man is amazing. He is full of wisdom. And it's all subtle. It's just like subtle wisdom, subtle insight. But it's life-changing, as you guys have heard over the last two episodes. Now, this was supposed to be one, but this is now two episodes. And we still didn't get through half of the questions I had. So that just means Nick Fresh got to come back to the show at some point.
Anytime.
And keep talking, man. I really appreciate you for hopping on here with me, sharing your heart, sharing your mind. It is valuable. It is worth people taking time to listen to you. And so I'm honored that you took the time to do it. And I'm honored that you here, you shared, and I am confident that people are going to be inspired, motivated, and encouraged, and something about their life is going to change. So thank you for this, bro.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Wow, man, the past 2 weeks of this interview has been absolutely phenomenal. I hope you guys have taken heart notes, mental notes, stored this information in your heart for the days to come. Forgiveness is so pivotal right now in our world, in our culture, in our space. And as a Christian, we live under a command to walk in love, which includes forgiveness. So I'm always interested in learning about forgiveness, walking in forgiveness, and trying to help my brothers and sisters walking in too. So any shows about forgiveness, unforgiveness are probably going to be near and dear to my heart, because I think it impacts so many people. And I think we are all constantly, daily learning how to walk this love thing out. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Be sure to go and follow Fresh Wind on Instagram, Facebook. Be a support. Your life will be changed and touched, and he will be appreciative of you guys following him, listening to him, learning from him. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in for another week of the Ricky Watson Show. Next week, it'll be the same time, same place. See y'all.